Hour number one in the books. Time for hour number two. As we continue live from the Slider House here at the corner of McKnight in Manchester, hope you enjoyed Hockey Sense. Enjoy doing it as always. Darren Drager from TSN. Always good to talk to. And then, of course, Patrick Quinn from the Legacy Ice Foundation. Let's get this project moving. Let's get it happening. We need a new rink here in town, Dr. Rick Lehman. No reason anybody should try to put up any type of roadblock to prevent this from happening. And we need all the support as much as possible just to get this thing off the ground, get this thing built, and so we can have an additional state-of-the-art facility here in St. Louis like we need, right?
Well, hockey's really come up. You know, the huge draft class last year, you know, last week, NHL players from St. Louis playing, Ottawa, et cetera, and we need to keep that rolling. And the only way you're going to do that is to have ice. If no one can get any ice, it's tough to make good hockey
players. You got to have ice.
You got to have slabs. You got to make it reasonably priced and have the ancillaries. And, you know, not just hockey, but what about all the other ice sports that he talked about? And I think that's really key.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, sled hockey, which has won numerous gold medals, with their goaltender being from St. Louis. They had a couple of players on the roster who were from the St. Louis area. And, again, learn-to-play programs, off-ice training. I mean, this place is going to have it all. High schools, colleges, the St. Louis Blues will be a part of it. So, again, it's going to get done. It's just a matter of when, not if. This is Sports Medicine. Again, we had Hockey Sense in the first hour. This is Sports Medicine brought to you by Gateway Buick GMC. Our first week at our new home, Doc, here at the Slider House at the corner of McKnight and Manchester in Rock Hill. This is a beautiful, beautiful restaurant. Is it not? I told you. Did I not tell you?
Well, you know, now I feel bad that I haven't eaten here, and I'm going to start eating here because it's open air. The patio is killer. This place is amazing, and the TVs, you know, I'm looking at the finals, the NBA finals, and football, there's got to be 8 or 10 giant TVs. I mean, this place is unreal. So if you guys are out there driving around, you want to come for a quick pop or something to eat, this is your spot. And the garden is just beautiful where the patio is.
Yeah. Well, voted best patio in St. Louis by St. Louis Magazine. Are you surprised to hear that?
Not at all. And you know what? When I'm done here, I'm going to go sit out there and get something to eat.
Yes, you will. You might as well just stay the night, Doc.
I might, and then just stay tomorrow night.
Look at all those craft beers they have. Canned craft beers, the largest selection of canned craft beers of anywhere else in all of St. Louis.
Absolutely. You know, there's like 3 or 4 shelves of them, and then there's a bunch of draft beer and a bunch of every kind of alcohol, and then the food looks absolutely amazing. So, well, I think this is your spot.
We didn't even talk about the food. You know, they're known for their sliders, Doc. That's why it's called the Slider House. Locally owned, by the way.
Is that right?
Yeah, locally owned. So support the local people. They've got another restaurant that they own, also called the Slider House in Nashville, but this is the only one here in St. Louis. But they've got your typical beef sliders, but they've got creative ones too, Doc, like the chicken sliders, the meatloaf sliders, the lobster sliders.
They have lobster sliders?
Vegetarian sliders. They've got gluten-free options. I mean, they've got a separate gluten-free fryer, Doc. I mean, you're the one who's telling that each and every week we do the show, we tell Martin Kilcoyne everything that he's eating is killing him. He can't eat anything. They have a separate fryer for the gluten-free options. So I've been here on a number of occasions, by the way.
Really?
It is a tremendous, tremendous place. And it certainly has caught on here to the city of St. Louis and the people who live not only close, but they'll come from far away to come to the Slider House. So we are excited and happy to be here.
Yeah, they're great sponsors. And, you know, like you said, I mean, this place is just great in terms of the food. Number one, and truly, there has to be 250 beers up on that shelf. I can't drink them all, but I mean, it's amazing.
And before we move on, a ton of TVs here too, all the big screen TVs. The game is always on, whether it's the Cardinal game, the Stanley Cup Finals, the NBA Finals will be on tonight. I'm glad that it starts at 8 o'clock, by the way, so they can impact Charlie Tuna's show, not our show, so we can watch the game starting at 8 o'clock tonight. Right here from the Slider House. We won't be going anywhere. We'll be taking on the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Game 3 of that series. I always love the NBA Finals, Doc. I mean, the playoffs haven't been great. They haven't been overly competitive. You know, the NBA maybe isn't as interesting or as exciting to a lot of people today than maybe it used to be. And I kind of fall in that camp as well. But there's something about the finals. And whenever there's a championship on the line and that level of competition takes over, even though both games 1 and 2 weren't very competitive, I love watching the NBA championship.
Well, you know, you watch this thing, and there's a lot going on here. They go to Golden State, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, you know, Kevin Love. You got a great team on the other side that are just getting slaughtered. I mean, they're getting outplayed. They're getting outworked. And then you say to yourself, now they're going to come back to their own building, and are they really just going to lay down and get swept? Everyone's like, they're going to get swept. And I got to believe a guy who's been in seven finals is going to step up his game.
He's got to.
And do what he's got to do to win at home. I cannot believe they're going to go lay down for game three. And game three is a big – this is going to be the turnaround one way or the other.
Absolutely. And he's going to need some help from a guy like Kyrie Irving, who really hasn't been his catalyst like he needs him to be. I mean, Kevin Durant and Stephen Curry, they look unstoppable. People are calling them the best duo in the history of the NBA. I mean, they're getting – I mean, Klay Thompson shows up with 22 points. Kevin Love has actually been pretty good in the first two games for Cleveland. But LeBron, who's been sensational, he can't do it on his own. You got to have two superstars nowadays. You can't just have one. And on paper, the Cleveland Cavaliers have two, but only one has shown up in the first two games. So they're going to need Kyrie Irving on home court to show up tonight for the Cleveland Cavaliers if they're going to have a chance.
I agree. And, you know, if they lose tonight, they might get swept. But I, if I'm betting, I'm going to bet they're going to win tonight. I think you're right. I think Kyrie Irving is going to step up, number one. And I think LeBron is going to step up, which is he's already stepped up. He may be one of the greatest players ever lived. The highest number of triple-doubles in an NBA Finals, tied with Magic Johnson. But the truth of the matter is this is a character game because it's easy to say we're down 2-0. These guys are great. Hasta luego. You know, we'll try next year. And this is a character game, if you ask me, for LeBron and especially for Kyrie Irving because, he needs a gut check right here.
Gut check time.
Yep, I think.
It's gut check time. There's no doubt. Do you like it when superstars join one another and play on the same team? I mean, Kevin Durant obviously goes to join the Warriors in the offseason. A lot of people went crazy about it. And I wasn't a huge fan of it maybe at the time, being like, oh, maybe it's a little bit Bush League. But I'll tell you what, watching these games right now, it's awful fun to watch.
Well, you know, I think KD is like anybody. He's got all the money he's ever going to need. He's had an unbelievable career in Oklahoma, Oak City. And he wants a ring. He wants to go down in history as having won something. And he knew if he went to the Warriors – that they had a chance to win some championships. This might not be the first or the, you know, I mean, they could make a run. I mean, you never know. But the truth of the matter is I just think there's a guy who says, look, I want to win, and he wasn't winning in Oak City. So
and they went to the finals 1 year, but the reality is you can't do it on your own. And I know that he had Russell Westbrook, and who knows, the way Westbrook played this year, who knows if they would have found their way out of the West, you know, if Kevin Durant would have stayed. But people are starting to say maybe Kevin Durant's the best player on the planet. I mean, he looks like it right now in the first two games. But you can't change your mind, though, every other week. You can't say, well, LeBron's the best player in the world, and then all of a sudden say Kevin Durant's the best player in the world, and then say, oh, by the way, Stephen Curry's the best player in the world.
Right.
And
but
who cares, right?
Well, number one, who cares? But it's a history thing, you know. You got to look at that over a season and over a whole career, not just one playoff game or two playoff games. So that's the first thing.
Career, for sure.
But you know, the one thing about KD is he's bringing the ball down the court. He's 6'11". He's like a point guard. He's shooting threes. I mean, he really does look like the complete package. He's a little younger than LeBron. And right now, you know, he looks better than LeBron. But you can't look at just a series. LeBron's been into seven finals in a row. That's insane.
That is insane.
I mean, imagine, is there an NHL team that's been to seven finals in a row? Of course not.
No. Same with any sport.
Any sport.
But it hasn't been the same team. It's been with two different teams.
Well,
I mean, you're Miami Heat being one of them.
They were lighting it up. They had Wayne Wade, and, you know, they had a good team, and he won a couple championships there. But he lost a couple championships there that they maybe should have won. And now
you're right.
You know, then he wins last year. I think his biggest thing was coming back 3-1 and winning last year with a good team, but not as great a team as they had Miami. Now Kyrie Irving's a year older. We'll have to see.
This is our longest NBA segment we've ever had on the show.
We got to bring some NBA. We got some great NBA guys in
town.
Oh, we
got to bring Larry Hughes in. Corey Tate obviously didn't play in the NBA, but he's assistant coach of St. Louis University, went to Mizzou. But you've got a number of these guys who are Jahidi White's around town.
Yeah, but no, there's a bunch of them.
We got to get them out here, Doc.
Scott Suggs. There's a number of guys out there. That we would have, you know, we need to ramp up some of the sports that we normally don't ramp up. And you know, certainly we haven't been that good with
basketball.
I love
talking hoops.
All right.
I love talking hoops.
Let's do it.
And, again, if I watch the regular season and the playoffs as close as I do the final, then we could just do this all the time. But it's not as interesting. You ever gone to an NBA game? I mean, I know you've been to NBA games. I've been to a handful. They're not enjoyable to be at. I mean, they play music during the play, like the organ's going. You got somebody screaming on the mic trying to hype up the crowd while the game is going on. It is – now, this may be different because of how much theater is involved and the superstars that are involved in this series. But NBA games by nature and historically speaking, minus Michael Jordan playing for the Chicago Bulls, are not overly exciting to watch live,
well,
in person.
I think there's some issues. Number one, when you're watching it on TV, you don't get the same breath when you're at the game. And when you're at the game, it's interesting because, I mean, I've been at games when one of the players, and I won't mention the name, but it's with the Chicago Bulls, it's not Michael Jordan, you know, is literally talking to a fan standing on the sideline while they're in the game.
They still do it.
They still do it.
Why don't you want to mention the name? Are they listening right now? Is it Scottie Pippen?
It's Scottie Pippen. Yeah. You're like Kreskin or somebody reading my mind. But anyway, and then, you know, some of the guys are so disinterested, they don't play defense. It's literally three dribbles, and they're so big. And they're so talented. They're so good, you know, that you don't get the sense that they're really trying until the finals. And to me, that's part of it. When you go to a hockey game, I don't care. You can pick the first game, the middle game, the finals of the Stanley Cup. Everybody
is working
it. Best
sport by far to watch in person.
Right.
It's not even close.
And you don't ever see anybody dogging it. I mean, if guys that you see dogging it aren't playing the next shift, that's what happens.
No, you're 100% right about that. We've got so much to get into here on Sports Medicine, brought to you by Gateway Buick GMC. And we'll do that on the other side of the break, Doc. We're going to talk about how Snapchat is killing professional athletes. We'll tell you why, right, when we come back?
We will.
After the break, Gateway Buick GMC, home of the lifetime warranty, Doc. You know where they're located, Hazelwood, Missouri, off I-270 and McDonald Boulevard. Gateway offering the lifetime warranty on any new or pre-owned vehicle. That type of program goes hand-in-hand with their commitment to serving you. Check them out online, www.stlouisbuickgmc.com, or in person off I-270 McDonald Boulevard. This warranty is fantastic, Doc. Literally, no extra cost to
enjoy. It's amazing.
Coverage you can count on only at Gateway Buick GMC. Let's take our first break. When we come back, Dr. Rick Lehman will tell us why Snapchat's killing professional athletes.
College athletes, high school athletes, athletes.
All the athletes. So parents, pay attention to that.
Yeah, you got to listen to this.
Also, are you one of a third of Americans that's being affected by insomnia? Can you not sleep at night? There's a simple, easy cure. We'll tell you about that as well when we come back here on Sports Medicine, brought to you by Gateway Buick GMC. We are live at the Slider House in Rock Hill at the corner of McKnight in Manchester on 590 The Fan KFNS. Don't go anywhere.